You're listening to your messianic Christian music alternative, Eagle Wings Online Radio.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Today's podcast is not a narrated message from Pastor Chris, but from his beloved wife, First Lady Wilma. Topic: what do we do with our God-given talent? Presenter, First Lady Wilma J. DeRuyter. Title: Talents and Counting.
Talent and Counting. What are you doing with your God-given talent? So many times I have heard that in the past, and also many times I've asked it of people too. But what are we truly saying when we are asking this? What is a talent? What is it worth? And especially when we have it, what do we do with it? Are we like the prodigal son, taking his father's money and then squandering it? Are we like the servant that just carefully sits on it, or, in other words, buries it and does nothing with it? Or are we like the servant who invested it? Maybe like Ananias and Sapphira, we say, "Thank you, God, for what you have given to us. We now sell it and give back to you, Lord. We give you all." Wonderful, but what happened to Ananias and Sapphira? They were holding back. They said they would give it all, but secretly kept some to themselves, and they died.
Where is all of this leading to? What do you mean, First Lady?
Hang in there and you will know. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, when we accept Him into our hearts as we explain it to the kids, then we accept the price He paid for our sins, and we do accept that we are His. As of that moment, we are no longer responsible to ourselves or the world, but we are responsible to Him, Jesus Christ. Jesus, however, wants us to be good stewards of what He gives us, our lives. Our accountability is not even to ourselves. Indeed, you are no longer accountable for what happens in the kingdom, for that the final authority lays by Him who owns you. However, you are accountable to Him, Jesus the Christ, for your ability or inability in the work you have done. The Apostle Paul writes to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 4:1-5, Amplified Bible. So then, let us apostles be looked upon as ministering servants of Christ and stewards, trustees, of the mysteries, the secret purposes of God. Moreover, it is essentially required of stewards that a man should be found faithful, proving himself worthy of trust. But as for me personally, it matters very little to me that I should be put on trial by you on this point, and that you or any other human tribunal should investigate and question and cross-question me. I do not even put myself on trial and judge myself. I am not conscious of anything against myself, and I feel blameless. But I am not vindicated and acquitted before God on that account. It is the Lord Himself who examines and judges me. So do not make any hasty or premature judgments before the time when the Lord comes again, for He will both bring to light the secret things that are now hidden in darkness, and disclose and expose the secret aims, motives, and purposes of hearts. Then every man will receive his due commendation from God. Key words: ministering servants, proving to be trustworthy. Fear is not that of people, but the fear of God is important. What is in darkness shall come to the light. 1 Corinthians 8:2-6, Common English Bible. If anyone thinks they know something, they don't yet know as much as they should know. But if someone loves God, then they are known by God. So concerning the actual food involved in these sacrifices to false gods, we know that a false god isn't anything in this world, and that there is no God except for the one God. Granted, there are so-called gods in heaven and on the earth, as there are many gods and many lords. However, for us believers, there is one God the Father. All things come from Him, and we belong to Him. And there is one Lord Jesus Christ. All things exist through Him, and we live through Him. The prophet Isaiah said it in the following way, Isaiah 42:5-7, Amplified Bible. Thus says God the Lord, He who created the heavens and stretched them forth, he who spread abroad the earth and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it, I, the Lord, have called you, the Messiah, for a righteous purpose and in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and will keep you. I will give you for a covenant to the people, Israel, for a light to the nations, Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who sit in darkness from the prison. God provided through the offering of His Son, His resurrection, and His ascension, His Holy Spirit to all who believe, so that we are able to understand His will for our lives. He provided His Holy Spirit so we are able to be good stewards of the talents that He has given us. How we need to treat those talents He explained in a wonderful parable, the parable of the talents. A talent can be a measurement for volume or a measurement for the labor of value, as in coins. One talent in that case came down to 23.5 years of work. Let me show you to give you an idea. In the days of Jesus, the denarii was the common pay for a day's work. One talent was valued at 6,000 denarii. To see if this is about right in our days, we take a day's work at $12.50 per hour, which makes $100 a day. Thus, one denarii is $100. Is that about correct? Let's check. For a year's wages, 254 days of work would make 25 denar 400 dar. Thus, one talent is 6,000 days of work, which then means 23.5 years of work, or 610 dollars. When we put a price on the talent that God has given us, then we suddenly see that your talent of being a prayer chair, or organizer, or sound person, or web designer, or counselor, or greeter, or you please name it, whatever talent it is, a God-given talent, is very, very, very highly priced. But before we continue on this, let us have a look at the story in question. Matthew 25:14-30, New International Version, 1984. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also, the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We see in the New International Version translation in the footnotes that a talent is about $1,000, while the Amplified Bible tells us it is $5,000, which might have been right in the days of Jesus. However, at this moment, when we make our calculations, taking an average pay for an hour of honest work, we come down to $600,000 for the value of a talent. If we were to calculate it in the value of the gold standard, then oh my. Okay, let's not get carried away. It is a great and wonderful gift from God. So what are you doing with your God-given talent? The one servant might have been highly impressed with the amount of money entrusted to him and was afraid of being robbed, so he hid it. The other servants put their talents to work. When you are a person who speaks from the Word of God, and this is the talent that God has given you, what are you going to do with it? God has given you a word to read or listen to, the Holy Bible. If you want to invest your talent, you need to know more and more and more. 1 Corinthians 8:2, New International Version. If anyone thinks they know something, they don't yet know as much as they should know. But if someone loves God, then they are known by God. This means listening to other teachers or reading their words in books and transcriptions. Digesting and dissecting this information. What does this teacher say? How does this apply to ministry? How can I apply it to my ministry? And of course, finally, what does this mean to me personally? Those of us who are studying within EWCMI recognize these questions and are suddenly shaking and shivering because it sounds like our dreaded book reports. However, as of today, we do realize that we are investing the talent that God has given us. We are also sharing, at the same time, our own insights and knowledge that God has given us through His Holy Spirit. And with this, 1 Corinthians 8:2, and our longing to know more of the Lord and know more about the Lord, suddenly has changed into a project of love and a must-do, want-to, and longing-for type of calling upon our lives. Let me give you an example. One of our people, a great and bright young individual, is in training to become an evangelist missionary who has no problems quoting that God loves us and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. What a wonderful testimony, but now we have the person in our hearing who wants to know more or is filled with doubt, or what about this, who is sent by Satan to distract and send discord. We can deliver a wonderful and Holy Spirit-filled message from which, when we hear it back later, we say, "Oh, praise the Lord." But where did this come from? The Rhema word of God, fed by His Holy Spirit. Now, if we just use our talent and we have not developed it, then the first question fired at us will start to give us feelings of inadequacy or, "Oh my, I don't know if I know this." We must study and hear the interpretations of our fellow pastors, rabbis, professors, etc. The same with somebody having a wonderful voice to sing with. If somebody has a great voice to sing with, it can give blessings to many. But when we start to develop this voice and learn how to read music, learn how to breathe properly, learn how to project, etc., then suddenly a whole new world of opportunities opens up. A talent from God, don't hide it, invest it, work with it, grow it, expand it, cuddle it, polish it, cherish it. It does not matter if we have a large talent or a small talent, a talent that places us in the spotlight or a talent that has placed us to work in the background. Mark 12:41-44, Amplified Bible. And he sat down opposite the treasury and saw how the crowd was casting money into the treasury. Many rich people were throwing in large sums, and a widow who was poverty-stricken came and put in 2 copper mites, the smallest of coins, which together make 0.5 cents. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, "Truly and surely, I tell you, this widow, she who is poverty-stricken, has put in more than all those contributing to the treasury. For they all threw in out of their abundance, but she, out of her deep poverty, has put in everything that she had, even all she had on which to live." Expanded in God's kingdom, for some is given little and some has been given much. That is truly not the point. What is important is that what we have is used for Him who has given it to us, that we walk in obedience to God and with that to the place He has given to us in His hierarchy to work in His kingdom. Ephesians 4:11-14, Amplified Bible. And His gifts were varied. He Himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles, special messengers, some prophets, inspired preachers and expounders, some evangelists, preachers of the gospel, traveling missionaries, some pastors, shepherds of His flock, and teachers. His intention was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints, His consecrated people, that they should do the work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church, that it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ and the completeness found in Him, so then we may no longer be children, tossed like ships, to and fro between chance gusts of teaching and wavering with every changing wind of doctrine, the prey of the cunning and cleverness of unscrupulous men, gamblers engaged in every shifting form of trickery in inventing errors to mislead. As with the gifts to the church, the fivefold ministry, the gifts to each of us individually come with a charge and with a price. We need to use it for the good and for the profit of God's kingdom. It does not matter if you are on top or on the bottom of the totem pole, it stays the same. It is the same. That charge will never change. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7, Amplified Bible. Now there are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments, gifts, extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls by the Holy Spirit, and they vary, but the Holy Spirit remains the same. And there are distinctive varieties of service and ministration, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive varieties of operation, of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who inspires and energizes them all in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit, for good and profit. When we keep on working this way and we keep on fighting this battle of continuous growth, never standing still, always learning and growing and learning and growing, then we know from God's Word what the words of Jesus will be. Matthew 25:23, New International Version. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Amen.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.